Rescue workers are racing against time to find the hundreds of people believed to be trapped under the rubble of buildings that fell after the quake. Authorities say the 7.2 magnitude quake collapsed or severely damaged thousands of buildings. Despite battling against numerous aftershocks, rescue efforts have so far been successful. A woman is dug out of her collapsed apartment block after being trapped for 10 hours. She calls out for her mother, who was injured. The survivors are from the town of Urgish, one of the worst-hit areas where as many as 100 buildings were reported collapsed. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Van, the main city in the quake-stricken region, late Sunday. He warned that there may be still worse news to come.
En önemli sıkıntımız ağırlıklı olarak köylerde.
He says the biggest concern is for the villages, because the buildings are made of clay and mud and are far more vulnerable to quakes. He says almost all the buildings in such villages are destroyed. With the telephone system failing in many places, there's been little news from the area. Many of the roads have also been cut, adding to the difficulties of rescue efforts. The remote and mountainous southeastern region of Turkey, where the quake struck, is one of the poorest parts of the country. Weather conditions worsened late Sunday, with freezing temperatures and forecasts for snow. Turkey has received offers of help from numerous countries, including the United States, Greece and Israel. But Mr. Erdogan told reporters he has declined most offers of help. Turkey is particularly vulnerable to earthquakes because it sits on major geological fault lines. In 1999, two earthquakes registering more than 7 points on the Richter scale killed almost 20,000 people in densely populated parts of the northwest of the country. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.